The batting order for the Yankees, men leading off at short. This is a left-hander, McNally, starting for Baltimore. So for the second straight game, a left-hander. For the Orioles, this is the second straight day, a right-hander committing shutdown, Smith. Which is in the second base. First is in center field. Here's Mantle, who hit that home run, opposite field home run last season. He went in. Mantle in left. Hector Lopez, who began in right. Joe Pepitone, who is hitting 500 against the Orioles so far this young season. They play 16. Pepitone at first. Boyer at third. Doc Evans is second. And the pitcher is Jim Bouton. Bouton has won three and lost three. It's 0-1 with the Orioles at lifetime, which is one of the clubs that gives them a great deal of trouble. 4-8. Manager Keen and Manager Bauer meeting with the umpires at home plate. Flaherty back on the plate. Jumoro at first. Dumont at second. And Early is at third. The batting order for Baltimore. Adair is out at second base. Last night there was a thrown ball that hit him on the hand. And the hand swelled up afterwards. And he's quite swollen today. So keeping that in mind, we'll start off with Blair in center field. B-L-A-I-R. Rookie. Aparicio is short. Big Bluffer, another rookie, is in right. Powell, who had a single, double, and home run in the walk for Thursday evening last night. That's the big guy in left. Steven at first. Martino goes back in that catching. And now with a bear out at second, Dave Johnson, who has been playing third in this series, Robinson out with a cracked right thumb. He'll be back in a few days. Dave Johnson, who has been at third, today moves to second. And Bob Johnson, let's don't get him confused, there's two of them, and they're not related. Bob Johnson goes to third base. So it is Bob Johnson at third, hitting seven, and Dave Johnson at second base, hitting eight. And the pitcher is McNally. The young left hander is 1-1 this year. He's never beaten the Yankees right side, and he was going forward. That was the game the Orioles won in the 10th inning, and Stu Miller, the relief pitcher, got the win. The Orioles are now going out to take the field. McNally on the mound, Orsino back to the plate. And a national anthem from Memorial Stadium here in Baltimore. The stadium dedicated to the fallen men and women of the armed forces in this country's war. Friday night, Saturday afternoon, ladies' day, and a doubleheader Sunday, And Cleveland comes right in to conclude that Monday night and Tuesday afternoon, which is a special ladies' day. Bill Lynn had a couple of doubles last night. And the second double, much in a time run. That set it up for Mattel's home run. They actually won 3-2. Started some platooning to get right-hand hitters against left-handers and vice versa. There's a ground foul up to a third. Here's the coach Spaghetti. Mike receives it, throws over to the mound. Old number two down there. Been wearing that Yankee pinstripe since 1932. Frank Benson, coaching at first. This is his first year with New York. Pitch on the outside. Was the coach for Johnny Keene at St. Louis last year, and he has a World Series ring, emblematic of the World Championship that the Cardinals won. He's a member of that team last year. He swings and misses, and the ball is dropped. Rossino throws the third, and Lynn is out. So Lynn, you saw him strike out, definitely getting the assist and the put out by Stephen at first. To go back to that St. Louis World Championship ring that Benson is wearing, some of the Yankees on the bus the other day started to needle him about it. He said, look, you fellas go out and get me a better one. Till then, I'm going to wear this one. But the ground ball right back to the mound. Now let's go to first, and this is what they got. Two up and two down here in Baltimore. No score, of course, and the batter is strike. Tomorrow night's game, which closes out the series, it will be Whitey Ford for New York and Milt Coppers for Baltimore. Director Switzer is batting right handed. He sets you straight away. Fresh Munster, the fourth guard, and misses completely, running for the base hit, of course. This is a very fair ballpark. It is 309 down each foul line. 360 down the power alleys, as they refer to left and right center field. 410 straightaway center. He swings about a change up. And it is right here. Oh, all two strikes. Infielder Stephen, Dave Johnson at second. Aparicio at short, and Bob Johnson at third. He strikes out on the third ball. So McNally sets the Yankees out. Here's Baltimore. 1-2-3. Strikes out two of them. At the end of half an inning, the Yankees nothing and the Orioles coming in.
For menthol's soft flavor in a filter cigarette. For a filthy cigarette with rich tobacco taste that's really different, turn to Salem. Salem refreshes your taste with a pleasing menthol flavor that's smooth and soft. Try Salem, America's largest selling menthol cigarette. Smoke Salem, filter cigarette.
We're getting ready for the last half of the first inning. It is no score at Baltimore. Jim Bowden, who has won three and lost three on the mound for New York. Doc Edwards, back at the plate. The infield is Pepitone at first, Richardson at second. Lynn is at short, second straight day. Second time Baltimore smoked with the left-hander. And it is Boyer at third. Mattel in left. Had a
very productive week. Greg Gilder is lost out for number 7 to be back out there. First is set up, and the right fielder is Hector Lopez. Martin has a very quick mind, quite a sense of humor. On the bus going out at Boston, to Fenway Park, the bus had to go right through part of the area where most of the students at Boston University live. Briefly in front of one of the houses and sitting out on the front step where half a dozen of the BU students. You could tell by looking at them that they were the generation. And Barton leaned out and said, what are you sitting there for? Well, I was going to protest something. And about that time, and I guess for the sake of peace and ease, the bus moved on. Paul Blair, first up. Punts it, pitch, fouls it off. This is the rookie center fielder. Hank Maurer was telling us in the dugout that earlier this season, Blair was at second base and Aparicio was on first behind him. Powell was at the plate. That big boom, Powell, and the count was two balls and no strikes. And he said, Blair put on a double steal. He got thrown out to save. 1-1 pitch. Nope, he said he claimed that the curve had it to strike two. So Bauer said, I just called him over and I said to him, I said, Paul, when you're on base from now on, he said, you swung on, hit right back. You get the curve. Second base control. He got it. Bauer had it. Thanks, sir. I told him, I said, from now on, no double steals. No triple steals, no single steals, no steals of anything when Powell is hitting. Here's Aparicio. Speaking of steals, he leads the league. Better year after year. He's great. He bent straight away and not too deep. So the man takes the fastball in for the strike. Jim Bouton powers that ball overhand. This is the fellow that pitches out from under his cap. Delivers, serves, low and outside. 1-1. Ball or strike. He just tuned in. He's had nothing but four put out. Pitch is serve on the outside. Draw two. Good one. Everyone playing double-headed. Barton delivers and has a high fly ball hit out to deep left center. Mantle going back. He's turning and he takes it. Mantle fly ball to deep left center. Go ahead, two down. Big Leffler coming along. Fine young rookie. In the American League, the Angels are playing two at Chicago. The Twins are playing two at Kansas City. Detroit is at Boston for two, and at the end of an inning and a half of the offense, the Red Sox are leading 1-0. Cleveland, a doubleheader in Washington. First game end of three. Washington 3, Cleveland 2. Our old friend Kerry is pitching that for Cleveland. Here's Lepre, left-hand hitter. Takes a changeup on the outside. That is Boston's palm ball. The National League, first game, end of three, Mets 3, Cincinnati nothing. Single game, Milwaukee, Philadelphia, no score in the half an inning. St. Louis playing a double to Pittsburgh. First game is 2.5 innings goal, the Cardinals lead 3-0. Bottom ready to pitch, 1-0 to Bleffery, does ball two, pass ball across the chin. The Cubs are playing two at L.A., and the Astros two at San Francisco. He'll come in later, of course. Houston hit Baltimore, a single. Call it. 2-0 pitch, over for the strike. Bleffery hitting at 268. He has 19 hits for 71, including 7 home runs. 7 in, 17. Getting the sign. Martin delivers and drops the swing.
Is a change on the inside of all four. Steven Walsh. Now,
1-0 Baltimore. Runners at first and second. Here's John Ortino. Ortino hitting at 226. Mauersinger's a Robinson at third baseman. Bowen, a right fielder. And today, his second baseman, Adair, is out with a swollen right hand. He was hit with a thrown ball last season. Pitches on the outside. Nipped Blair and Aparicio. Bang, bang. And then Bluffery hit it into the right field seat and well up in there. Now off, Cuban have been walked. Outfield, swung around to it left. Came to face his other first strike. Change of pace is the palm ball. He hates to keep repeating it all the time. He jams it down to the palm of his hand, holds it with the little finger and the thumb. And the curve outside, and Ortino didn't swing. Ball two. Crouton learned that palm ball from a teammate, Pete Mickelson. Mickelson taught it to him. But Mickelson can't throw it very well. Bowden can. Two unpitched. Fastball low outside. Ball three. And Jim's in a hole. Another Jim. Jim Hagan, I think, is looking around to see who is the crew with him in the bullpen today. Delivers. Ball four, and he loads the bases for three straight passes. With two men out, the home run by Bluffery, bases on the ball, Powell, Steven, Ortino, and here is Bob Johnson. He's in his third base today. Yankee bullpen is up. Mickelson, he's up, right-hander. Bob Johnson, this is the fellow that was such a pinch hitter last year, batting at 259. Right-handed hitter, takes the strike. The first lead crowd is started into the camp we want to hit. This is a big crowd here, Baltimore. Fine attendance last evening. About to work. Johnson swings half hard to be out of curve. Thank you. This is breaking all outside. A bike out. Dave Johnson, the fellow who's on deck, is the one who was hit his upper lip last night on a bounce ball by Boyer. He saw his face today in the dugout, and you could actually see the cream of the baseball imprinted there on his cheek. Two strikes hit. Swung on as a fly ball on the deep center. There's Fred going back. Turn. Makes the catch. Ball is in about 395 to 400 feet. It's 4/10 in the world out there. So that's it. One run. One hit. Three left. Rough inning for Bowden. End of inning one, single game. The Orioles won, the Yankees cut.
Next time you buy cigarettes, for a filter cigarette with rich tobacco taste that's really different, turn to Salem. Salem refreshes your taste with a pleasing menthol flavor that's smooth and soft. Try Harry Salem, America's largest selling menthol cigarette. Smoke Salem filter cigarette.
Last evening, an eighth inning home run. Now he's sitting right-handed. Left-hander McNally pitches him to the strike. The outfield is that any deeper, they'd be back in with the spectator. Infield is back. Bench is basically straight away. Mantle takes the change-up to throw strike two. Too happy about that pitch. He turned and smiled at Clardy. Fastball low outside. Ball one. One and two. This is a fine young left-hander, Dave McNally. The crowd continues to arrive. Mantle takes first three calls. Fastball hit the outside of the plate. He's not smiling as hard as he walks away now. Of the four Yankee hitters, McNally has now struck out three. The batter is Hector Lopez. One nothing, Baltimore. Lopez takes a close curve for a strike. Last night on Lopez's last at bat, he just missed an extra base hit by a couple of inches foul in the right field corner. Swings as a high foul ball. There's first baseman Seaman getting under it. There's the out. Two down. And then on that last at bat for Lopez, he just missed a base hit down the left field corner foul by an inch. Then hit a line drive, as hard as you could hit one, but right at the third baseman. He just wasn't his mate. Two down for New York, second inning. There is Carpenter. Left hand hitter. Left hand is pitcher. They'll take low inside. Ball one. Two down. Carpenter on foul this one back. Right one. Against the Orioles, Joe has 11 for 22 in this series. He's been 5 for 8 the first two games. Then he started out the year 1 for 28. Since then, he has been hitting at 328, 22 for 67. Now he delivers and Papa don't hit the number. It's in back and score, going to left center and dropping in. They shoot, he hit it right off the pump. McNally, as they say, hit him on the fifth, and Papa don't left it into left center field for the first Yankee safety after the first five men went down. Another on the short left center. Papa don't is on. One nothing Baltimore on Bleffer's home run. And here is Boya, their baseman. 163. That's right, on the outside. Boy, it's just some weather we've got here at Baltimore. Beautiful. Change up there, just high, along the right field line, back to first. Stephen going back, second baseman coming over, and Stephen takes it up to second baseman's head. Steven is much taller than Dave Johnson. Second baseman shooting right in under him, and Steven reaching for it, taking off the button of his cap. Foul ball for strike three. And the score at the end of one and a half. Baltimore one, New York nothing.
Can you recognize this old tune? Maybe you will if you play it.
brings it way back in 1850. By the time it caught on, Pete Valentine and Sons had been in the brewing business for over a decade. This is Valentine's 125th birthday. The best beer yet to try fresh, crisp Valentine beer. Join the celebration. Come to the birthday blowout where you buy your beer. And if today happens to be your birthday, happy birthday from Valentine.
Before we do a thing else, we'll pause for station identification.
Your attention, please. You are listening to Yankee Baseball over WOKO 1460, Albany, New York. Thank you.
Dave Johnson is first up, last in the second inning. Playing second base today with a Dale out with a swollen right hand. This is a throwing ball last evening. This is a kid who's hit at third, got hit in the face fourth inning last night. Mountain Pass calls him for a tall strike, throws an ease on the inside. Leffery, good home run for Baltimore in the first inning, and that's the score right up to here. There's four on a miss, right there. Johnson, Rick Johnson, is hitting at 190, 4 for 21. Young ball playoff. In the bed. Wait a minute. I think that got Doc Edwards on the right hand a little bit. It did. Played on top fire. He steps around. Asked him how it is. There's a very strong, empathetic spat between umpires and catchers because both of them get stuck up out there. We do strike this. Outside. Ball one. One ball, two strikes. And then straight away. Bowden taking the time. From Edwards. Pitches. There they go. Ball hit through the third and fourth. They get the left field. So Dave Johnson is off. Single to left. Hit number two, off out. And the pitcher, McNally, moving in. He is 0 for 12 this year. Boy, already starts coming in at third. Up on the Emma grass, looking for the bunt. Pitcher up who is not a too good hitting pitcher. Johnson first, somebody else. Last to the second. One ball game, 1-0 Baltimore. Robin throws to first. Johnny Belling fell off the bag with Papaton. Joe got the ball, returns it. Johnson being careful. Friday night, Chester Edwards picked him off. They throw to first, and they almost got it, not quite. And this is what you've done before. I said the only guy that got off just now was Papaton. Well, he looked awkward just now, so he didn't know what he was doing. So he wandered off first base again, and then he ducked by. That's a set play. It takes two pitches to do it, but Johnson, as we told you, is a burnt child from Friday night being picked off. He was back. And now they set the bunt. Bunt! And the tee. He is out. The catcher throwing down to Richardson at first base. He had to wait for a second because it looks as though there might be interference called on either one of two men. Matter butted the ball down on the plate that bounced up high, so Johnson started to first. Mr. Edwards waiting for the ball to come down was shoulder to shoulder with the batter. And it looked as though one might have been ready to pump the other, but anyhow they got loose, there was no interference. But by that time, the batter McNally had tied up Edwards long enough to where there was no chance to defeat the sacrifice. And Dave Johnson was running from first for that second. So the throw went down to first to Richardson, second base from covering. Single sacrifice. After all that, one out. There's Paul Blair, the rookie. Thrown out, first inning by Richardson. Munch, trying to surprise the Yankee infield and miss. Low outside foot. Right one. Blair's coming right along. Manager Bauer is quite pleased with him. Take wide for a ball. Second. Button at the waist, pitches. This is wide. The Yankees winning the first two of this series have even their work since the Orioles have been run by Lee McPhail in the last 6 years at 61 games to 61 games. Is all four. He's on his way. High outside. The Bowden, refusing to give him anything good, walked him, and this is the fourth man that Jim has passed. He put three out of that pass in the first inning. Louis Aparicio. Chuck Adler got to talk to Bowden. The Yankee bullpen is going to start again. He's up again now in the second inning. Deep making. Aparicio has to take one out. Takes a strike on the outside. After a straightaway, not too deep. Infield double play depth. Runners at first and second. Bowden comes up, checks the lead runner. Throws back there. And they get it. Well, they almost got him in the first inning. The catcher picked him off Friday night. And now Bowden holds the Richardson and kick him off second base. Well, I don't know one thing. The young doctor's going to go sit at the opposite end of the bench from where Bauer's sitting. They picked him off. Pretty well break the back of this threat. Switched off second. Bowden to Richardson. This is the third man in two games that the Orioles have had picked off. They had one last night. Here's how Aparicio still at the plate. And there's a throw to first on his time, the layer back. That was a big lift, or should be, to Bowden. Pitching, serve outside. For a ball, one on one. One ball, one strike. Got to catch the runner first. Livers, outside. That looked to me like it might have been sort of a pseudo pitch out, certainly the way Edwards was shifting. Got to be careful about calling pitch out sitting up here with Gargiola.
You call those pseudo ones, you're all right, Red.
You pronounce the T, too. There's a high fastball that's called into the sand. 3-2. The current history reporting here has got a big story about Aparicio having the flattest feet in the league. Now, here's a guy that needs it in feeling all the time, and he can fly. And our man, Gargiola, didn't believe it. So he taunted Mr. Aparicio in the dugout earlier this afternoon. And Louis took off his shoes and showed him.
What about what the doctor said, though?
You tell him. He told you. There is a curve for call strike three. Aparicio is out. And he came at a very timely moment. No run. One hit, one left. The pickoff play was a big one. Although, don't tell Bauer I said so. And the score at the end of two innings, the Orioles won on Bluffer's home run. The Yankees, nothing. Now, two things, Joe, if you don't mind. Continue on about what Aparicio told you about the doctor and his class feet. And secondly, I understand your boy who puts the shot and has been gaining a few feet lately. And I noticed yesterday that Matson After throw, after putting it to 7, it got down to 67. So there's hope. Your boy's coming on.
He's closing the gap as Matson keeps coming down. As far as that for Easter, I thought it was a funny line. The doctor said, I could never run. And Red said to him, where's that doctor now? And Louis said, Venezuela. Not much business either. They want to remind you that the Yankee Advance ticket office will be open today from 10 to 5. And so, pick your date and go out to Yankee Stadium and get your ticket. And next Wednesday evening at 7 o'clock when the Yankees play the Boston Red Sox in the first stadium suburban night of the season, the Yankees will sponsor the first D.O. card night. And D.O. cards are high school general organization cards that state of New York students carry. In the form payment of the normal 50-cent tax and service charge in the form proper identification, D.O. cards, the holders will be admitted to general admission grandstand seats. So for you high school students, take advantage of this first-time offer by the Yankees. General admission grandstand seats for 50 cents from presentation of the D.O. cards Wednesday night against the Red Sox. Red, you made it.
Just did.
Now we have Doc Evans. First up, the third inning. Takes the pitch too low for a ball.
McNally delivers low again. Ball two.
It is 1-0 in favor of Trey Slattery.
I know as far as the Yankee organization is concerned, they wish that I could figure out some way to announce the game without pronouncing his name that way. Pitch is over for the strike. 2-1. Two balls, one strike. There's a ground foul, 2-2. Another slow roller up to Cruzetti. First batsman, inning 3. This is a single game here at Baltimore. And the series concludes tomorrow evening at 8. The Yankees home with the Red Sox see tonight. Suburban Wednesday at 7. There's a ground ball to third. Bob Johnson, plenty of time. Over the first to Stephen. This is all for Edward. One out. There's Jim Bob coming on the hit. He got one hit this year. 14. Campbell lays slightly back into right for him. They're not playing in the full. Infield straight away. Bob is set in batter's box. McNally delivers low inside. McNally doesn't go through many motions out on the mound. He can take the ball a half punt pitches. Low inside, ball two. In a 4-inning first game, Boston 3, Detroit nothing. In the 5-inning first game, Washington 3, Cleveland 2. 2-0 pitch. Over for the strike. National League at the end of 5 innings, first game, the Mets 4, the Reds nothing. Single game, Milwaukee, Philadelphia. Number 3, 2-2. First game, under 5. Paper is 3, Pittsburgh 1. Ball 3 to Bobby. Jim McNally, on the one hit of it, he wants to lay the ball over on and has fallen behind. 3-1. He's about, if he's not careful, to commit what early Wynn calls is the unforgivable sin of pitching. He does it. Walking the opposing pitcher. You know, Wynn is, when he was pitching, it was hard to get along with when he was winning. But his disposition was such that if he walked the opposing pitcher, he could light his cigarette without a match. Now we're one down. Mountain is on, a tying run. And here's Lynn, had a couple of hit doubles last evening. That one batter working up on the handle a little bit. Takes a high curve. Ball one. Bobby, on this hot afternoon, is not wearing a jacket as he runs his first. That time the pitch is low inside. Ball two. Now, the 2-0 pitch. Ball three. 3-0. One out. Bob in first. to Bob. Down to second base. Throw with one out. Consecutive passes, and the hitter is Richardson. Hit back to the pitcher in the first inning. Richardson in front. Neck and neck for the most hits from the club. 32 each. That's it. And Richardson lines it to left field. It's a base hit. Here's Bob coming around third. Powell's throw is not in time at the plate. It's a 1-1 ball game. Then stopping at second base. The throw should have been cut off. Bill Miller, so he didn't try to take the extra base. And Richardson drives in the run. That's his ninth run batted in. So we're all even. Right back where we started from. The Baltimore run came with one swing. Leffery hit a home run in the first inning. Taking two walks from the line, single by Richardson. Getting is still alive. The Baltimore bullpen has not moved yet. Tom Craig struck out in the first inning. Quick hitter batting right-handed. McNally delivers and Craig takes the strike.
Always a big man.
And at first base, he's been holding against him. And the tall youngster, Jim Palmer, ready. Right-hander delivers low outside, ball one. He's tall. Looks like he's standing on stilts out there. They're hoping he can be another Bunker. No, Bunker came on and turned the league around last year. Which is low. Ball two. Then I guess it's an obvious question. Certainly, to some of you folks in the Armed Forces radio audience say, well, where's Bunker this year? We haven't heard much about him. He's had a bad arm or a bad shoulder. Hasn't been able to do much pitching. Not effective. 2-0 pitch. Low ball three. So the relief pitcher, Jim Palmer, has got behind to Hector Lopez. Crowd in Baltimore has got a little quiet. Yankees coming up for four here in the third. Pitch. In for the strike. Then one. Lopez takes a look down at Cusetti. See if Dean is putting the take on. Right-hander delivers and has a ground ball to second. Over to the shortstop. On the first for the double play. That's it. This is Dave Johnson, Aparicio, and on to Stephen. The Yankees came up with four on the score in this single game at the end of 2.5. New York 4, Baltimore 1.
Responsible for the one run that Baltimore has. And he put a charge into one and drove it right into the bleachers in right field. Jim Bouton. The uniform is already two-tone. If Whitey were pitching, you could really tell the difference. Bouton's shirt is completely drenched because Whitey just does a halfway job. Set now. Here's the first pitch by Bouton of Blackberry. It is a ball. It took me a little bit of time to call it. It's because that's how slow it was. It was his palm pitch. Bouton with a three-run lead. Blackberry waits the pitch. Fastball, bouncing ball, foul. Pass Pepperton. They played Blackberry to pull that ball. Blackberry last night was right on top of that plate. In fact, so close to that plate. But he was taking the pitch on the inside corner, and Ed Hurley, who was behind the plate, had to really measure it for him and say, look, you're out of the batter's box to begin with, and if you get back in there, you might know where the inside corner is. He's a full hitter and a good one. Kirk Blefley. Bouton ready. The 1-1 pitch. Curveball inside. Moves him back and two balls and a strike. Boyer turns very wide, almost playing, and well, he's playing where the shortstop would play a right-handed full hitter. Shortstop Lins is about two steps this side of the bag, it's short. Richardson on the grass, way over Pepitone guards the line. Foul back. Blefrey, the good cut, fouls it back. Two balls and two strikes. Nobody on, nobody out. 4-1 is the score. Yankees lead. Here's a swing and pop fly. Foul territory on this slow pitch. Pepitone is waiting for it and has it. Blefrey fooled on that slow palm ball. Popped very weakly to Joe Pepitone. Here is big blue foul. Golf club that he wears in batting practice and a golf club that he wears in the game. He takes the fastball strike. And we bring you that big, great piece of information because Red and I were on the bench and we even had a laugh about that. I just how specialized this game has become. Here's a pitch. It is outside, one ball, one strike. Get this blue glove with the finger cut out. This is the biggest and the healthiest looking finger you ever saw sticking out of a glove. It's a brand new golf club. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Strike is called. Luke said, no, this is my batting practice glove. My game glove is in my locker. Ah, the old timers. They don't like cartwheels when they hear that. Wow. Never used the glove to catch the ball. Catch them barehanded. 1-2 pitch all the way back. To hear old Frankie Frisch, he will be on the bench with when that was going on. Yes, he used to spend most of the time talking about sliders, but I believe he picked up the glove situation. Boy, I'll never forget the first time he saw those hard hats come out. Helmet! 2-2 pitch.
first on base. It's Bush into three innings of baseball. It's the New York Yankees 4 and the Baltimore Orioles 2. And right now, I'd like to say that the next portion of this game will be brought to you by Ballantine Beer. This is the best beer yet to try fresh, crisp Ballantine Beer. Settle back and enjoy a Ballantine and baseball. 4-2. Yankees lead, and we will pause for station identification.
WOKO Radio, Albany, New York.
Broussard against May as the White Sox lead the Angels 2-0 in the bottom of the second. And it's in the bottom of the sixth. Boston Green, Detroit, nothing. Wickersham against Wilson. They're in the bottom of the seventh over at Washington, and it's McMahon replacing Terry. McCormick is pitching for Washington, and now Big Frank Howard has just hit a home run in the seventh with a man on, making it at least 5-2. Oh, the Jolly Green Giant has hit one. And that makes manager Jill Hodges and the Washington Senators very happy. Nothing in the bottom of the seventh. Lewis McMillan Smith have home run. Milwaukee 2, Philadelphia 2, the bottom of the fourth. Aaron a home run. They won Pittsburgh game delayed by rain. And the other game on the coast not yet underway. Here is Bill Pepperstone, who has really been a hot hitter. Joe has really been wrapping that ball. It's up to 242, and he has a base hit today. Fastball at strike. 1-for-28 is the way he started his season. Since then, he has really been hitting. He's 6-for-9 in this series. Here's the pitch. It's outside, one ball and one strike. 242. He's getting where that's respectable. Then you can get your round trip ticket to the minor league. Regina, pitching coach, very high on this kid. He says he sets him right over the top and he can bring it in. One ball and two strikes. There's the looper. There's the base hit. Episode has another one just like that last one. And to finish that little song, let's wait till the next one. He really looped it out there. When you're in a slump, you get up in the morning and you know you're going to get old for four, and then when you get hot, everything you hit drops. The last two balls he's hit, he really hasn't stunned the ball, but he's hit him in good spots, and he's 2-for-2, and he's on. And here is Cleve Boyer. Bell Palmer. Boyer takes it outside, ball one. Once you get a chance to watch the warm-up show, as Harry Burkini made quite a revelation. Was quite a revelation. He talked about Stottlemyre. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. Then he said in New York they were able to call Stottlemyre's fastball. He said, but last night they could not do it. And he said that the kid learned that fast. I tell you, when he said they were able to call it, it took me back a little bit. He showed me how they did it. Showed everybody, for that matter. Here's the pitch. Boyer fouls it back. Then on the fastball, he was showing a little bit palm of his hand as he went to the peak of his delivery, and they were able to call fastball. And last night, they were looking for it, but somebody on our ball club, the Yankee ball club, had realized this, and Stottlemyre changed. They could not call the pitches. Boyer pitched a curveball high. Two balls and two strikes. Keen, he is the little grandmother of this young Baltimore staff. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Foul back. Boyer remains alive at 2-2. They just made an announcement in the press box that Pepperstone against the Orioles is hitting 542. 13-for-24. somebody I know is bound to say, I believe they're pitching him wrong. 542. Here's the 2-2 pitch coming up to Boyer as Pepitone leads off first.
Bouncing ball, 52, Aparicio. Jesse Johnson over the first field. Aparicio to Johnson to Ziva. And it's 6-4-3. Kid has pitched to three men. He's got two double plays. And a double play from Hector Lopez, and Pepitone got a base hit, and a double play from Boyer. Here is Doc Edwards. Edwards bounced out his first time up. Ball one. Jim Bowden's in the on-deck circle. He looks like he just won the mud pie-making contest. No strike. In addition to pitching, Bouton was on. First time up to a base on balls, he scored the first Yankee run. So brother, if there's one guy that I'd vote to be in real good shape, it'd be Mr. Bouton. One of the few guys that does push-ups in the elevator. Whoop, knocked him down. The bridge went down and Doc got right down with it. Just got away from him. Two balls and no strike. I only tell you this because it happened to me, but if you think you knock you down like that, here's a 3-0 pitch. You strike. And you say something, the first perfect stroke you get is, get in there and hit. Who's going to knock a 210 hitter down? So you get back in it. Doc Edwards draws the base on ball. And it brings up about. Jim is two stone. The shirt, a dark gray, and the pants got dirt marks all over them, and kind of a tattletale gray. You may have used the Brand X in the Monday morning wash. Hot day here. Low ball one. 4-2 is the score. Yankees are leading. Marcino wants to talk to his young pitcher. Marcino's caught enough pitches already today. He has had a long day back there. He's been 3-2 on a lot of hitters. More pitches have walked three men. Dino's got a fairly new glove that he's been breaking in. I picked it up on the bench. I tell you, catch a fellow like Palmer, he can break it in about an inning and a half. Here's the pitch. Way outside. You can hear that baby pop. Two balls, no strikes, two outs. 4-2, Yankees lead. We are in the top of the fourth. Doc Edwards on his first. He's been playing behind him. The pitch. Strike. Two balls and one strike with two outs. Four to two is the score. Bouton backs out now. Seventh inning, Washington 6 and Cleveland 2. Here's the pitch. Nothing. Boston Red Sox in the sixth. White Sox, two Angels, nothing. First. That's in the seventh lead, 6-0. Philadelphia taking a lead over Milwaukee, 3-2 in the fourth. And St. Louis and Pittsburgh is 3-1. The fifth being delayed by rain. Here's the 3-1 pitch. Ball four, Washington. Mountain is on again. So the seventh and eighth place, Lynn draw the base on balls, and Lynn comes up here. Lynn struck out and walked. He scored on the base hit by Trey. Jim Palmer. Big big right-hander, takes the runner. He delivers towards the plate. Curveball, it is a strike. Out in the Baltimore bullpen, Don Larson begins to loosen up. Yankees lead 4-2. Here's the pitch now. Fastball low. One ball, one strike, two outs. Pretty tough to play behind a fellow when he's wild, 3-2 on everybody, especially on a hot day like today. You're on your toes all the time waiting for that play, and you never get it. Curveball, swung on and missed. And a strike two. And then one time you stay on your heels, thinking, well, he's so wild, he can't get the ball over anyhow. That's about the time they hit it, and you lose three steps. And that's the difference in making a play and not making it. Ball, two strikes, two outs. The pitch, curveball, full foul. Arsino is switched off to the curveball. Palmer can't get his fastball over. He's been wild with it, and he's been wild with it low. Arsino has gone to the curveball. He's been able to control that. He's been able to throw strikes. And his catcher's trying to stay with it. Edwards at second base. Jim Bouton is at first base. There are two outs. 4-2 is the score. Yankees lead. We're in the top of the fourth. Palmer against Lynn. The 1-2 pitch on the way. Swung on, broken bat. Right back to Palmer. He's got it over the first in time. Lynn's is out. Palmer to Seaver. And that ends the fourth inning. And, Red, I'm glad to see that you're starting to feel sorry for the catcher. That's not about Arsino. And I'm sure you're going through that scorebook. You've come up with something, I know.
I know you're saying that Arsino had so much work to do today. Well, Edwards has too. Now just going back to the game in Cleveland, the Terry threw only 70 pitches in beating the Yankees. He struck out one, gave us three hits. And you figure that the Yankees hit five or six foul balls, Terry on that night only caught about 35 pitches.
There you are. There's a bouncing ball of Bobby Richardson over to first. 35 pitches in a nine-inning game. Not a whole lot of pitches. It's a good thing he's not getting paid piecework. First, they were hard pitches, and he had to think about those pitches and develop that and the schooling behind it. You realize that, Red?
I know that you think more about catchers than Rosito does about shortstop.
That's a whole lot. 4-2. Yankees lead. Bottom of the fourth, and here is Johnson. I have a tendency to want to call him Don Johnson, going back to the second baseman with the Cubs. You remember him, Red? Don Johnson?
Oh, so there was a pitcher around for a while named Don Johnson.
That's right. I don't pitchers I'm not that friendly with. Fouls it back, young Johnson does. You know, you heard Red talk about it, you can see the team marks on his boy's face. It really, I say, it dug in there, boy. Big bite that ball took, and Bauer was saying he really showed me something. About the surge of staying in there. Red's business, Brooks Robinson at third base. Boy's not going to let like a little old thing like a hitting a mouse feed him out of there. Don't get that many chances to play, and he's making the most of them. Two balls and two strikes now as he takes one outside. Upper lip is really puffed up. Right side of his face, chewed up. About a 40 calorie bite. Line drive foul. Catch. Two balls and two strikes. Good crowd on hand here. Perfect day for baseball. Upside. Three balls and two strikes. And the Yankees begin a nice home stand. Tuesday night. And if you're driving around right now, why don't you stop by the Yankee Stadium Advance Ticket Office? It'll be open till 5 o'clock. And get your ticket and make a lot of plans to be out at the Yankee Stadium. There's that curveball way high and outside. 3-2. Red Sox, Washington will be in. Cleveland. 4-2 here. Bottom of the fourth. Yankees lead.
Bouncing ball. Rims it short. Has it. Here's the throw. It's high. Here's it off the bag. It'll be an error on Lim. The throw was high. It pulled Pepperstone off the bag. And here is Palmer. He's taking a good look at Billy Hunter. There is one out. The score is 4-2 Yankees. Stay away from the double play, you'd have to look for the bunt. Boyer is. He's in very close. Remember Boyer fielded a bunt the other night along the first base line. He really charged his heart. Johnson has been picked off twice. He's not going to stray too far.
Hey, he hit that ball well.
Think about it, Chris. Clean, lively Valentine beer. Now, my friend, you've got the light idea. Valentine's the beer that brings on a smile. The beer that satisfies without filling. And that crisp, clean taste is so easy to stay with. Beer after beer after beer. Okay, now you've got the idea. So now you walk right up. Wrap your hand around a valentine. For real. Crisp, clean valentine beer. Gives you a smile every time. America's finest since 1840.
All tied up here, 4-4. Hamilton continues to throw in the bullpen. Right now, let's pause for station identification.
You are listening to Yankee Baseball over WOKO, 1460, Albany, New York. Thank you.
Bobby Richardson against Jim Palmer. Ball one. Palmer's got himself a ball game now. He's tied it up with a big home run. Well, you heard Rick talk about him. He's all state basketball and football and baseball. He's a regular Jack Armstrong. Two balls and no strikes now as he missed with a fastball. Hamilton's going in the Yankee bullpen. Baltimore bullpen, no action yet. Big right-hander delivers. Richardson takes a strike. Two balls, one strike. Nobody on, nobody out. I've got to let you in on some byplay. Just have to. 2-1 pitch is fouled right back there. When Palmer was up there, I kind of got closer to the microphone expecting the punt. And of course, when Palmer hit that ball, it thundered anybody, and I backed off. And Red calls my one position, my punt announcing position, and I had to back off from that. Here's the 2-2 pitch, that's foul. So I guess that'll force you to have you develop different positions, but I'll tell you one thing, it really got me out of that position in a hurry. Jim Palmer is the pitcher. He's a big guy, and he's getting his sign from Marcino as Richardson waits, and here's the 2-2 pitch. The bouncy ball at Brinshaw. He backhands it now over to first in time. That ball took a tricky hop. First like Bo City says, everybody can check that easy hop, but that last tricky hop, that's the one. That Brinshaw was able to come up with it. 4-4 is the score. All tied, one out, and here is Tom Trey. Tom batting left-handed. Palmer delivers, outside, ball one. Ball, no strike, one out, 4-4, all tied up. White Sox, 5, Angels, nothing in the third. Don Lee is replaced in May, regard for the White Sox. Foul back, and ball, one strike. So I can't see another yet, not yet underway. And the Boston Detroit game in the bottom of the 7th, 3-0. Boston leads with the cam against Wilson. Those are all first games of doubleheaders. Here's the Washington game at the end of 8. Washington leading 6-2. Fletcher against McMahon. Foul back again by Stretch. One ball, two strikes to count. Howard has a home run at Washington game. Mets Cincinnati at the end of 8. It's the Mets 6 and Cincinnati nothing. Lewis, McMillan, Smith have home run. And the Philly 3 and Milwaukee 3 at the end of 5. Aaron a home run. St. Louis Pittsburgh game is underway, and it's 4-3 St. Louis at the end of 7. Fresh a bouncing ball to the second baseman, Johnson. Dave Johnson over to first, and Fresh is out. Gibson to St. Louis. Gibson has replaced Cardwell. Houston won the Giants one at the end of 1. Morgan a home run. Justin gets Marichal, and then comes to Ames. Dodgers haven't started yet. Here is Mantle. May shifts over for Mantle now, batting left-handed. Mickey's trying to hit the left, fouls it back. Phil Rizzuto has just moved in, which is here, and Phil, it's the first time I've seen a shift on Mantle. Is this ball club good all the time?
No, they haven't done it all the time, Joe, and I think they're making a mistake. I mean, especially the way this kid can throw.
Now, that Felicio moves right behind the bag, but he's still over there. Mantle's trying to hit the left, swings and misses, and it's strike two.
there, 4-4. Top half of the fifth inning. Jim Palmer gets the sign. Here's a two-strike pitch. Way high and outside. Man, he turned that one loose. Aparicio, as just he heard Rizzuto, now he's moved over. He is on the shortstop side of the bag. All those shortstops think alike, Joe. Mental telepathy. He is a 1-2 pitch. High. Two balls and two strikes. Now hits a line drive at Aparicio. You're going to get mental telepathy. Two balls and two strikes with two outs. We're all tied up 4-4. Jim Palmer against Mickey Mantle. Big right-handed delivery. Swung on and fouled back. Out of play, upstairs. And then he scrambled for it. Base hit in that third inning. Batting right-handed, drill one in the right field, driving in two. Here's the pitch. High. Three balls and two strikes, full count now. Jim Palmer. He walks two. Now he walks two. Kicked off a couple times. Here's the 3-2 pitch. Up here. New York 4 and Baltimore 4.
Those 1927 cars were great in their day. They had good motor oil in 1927, too. And as engines were improved year after year, Atlantic developed finer motor oils to protect them. Now comes the finest. New Atlantic Imperial Motor Oil. First oil so good, Atlantic has given it the Imperial name and feel. Today's driving conditions increase the amount of dirt and sludge that build up inside your engine to interfere with performance. But new Atlantic Imperial motor oil holds dirt and sludge in suspension, helps keep it off engine parts. None of the new highly publicized motor oils can protect your engine better than new Atlantic Imperial motor oil.
He's got a new pitcher on the mound. Steve Hamilton is the pitcher for the Yankees. He's come on in a 4-4 ball game. And now to bring you the play-by-play, we've got a new man, new today, but an old friend. So it's Rizzuto.
Thank you, Joe. It looks like the heat might have got the Boston. It is a very, very warm, humid day here today in Baltimore, Maryland. And Jim's uniform was soaked completely with perspiration. So Boston, who worked four innings, gave up four hits, walked four, struck out two, and allowed four runs. And three of the four hits off Jim Boston a home run. So Steve Hamilton comes on. Facing the third Bluffray, who will home it his first time up and pop the first base. Hamilton making his sixth appearance of the year. He's won none and lost none. Steve has not had too much work. Bluffray left hand batter. Takes a sidearm curve way outside, ball one. On deck is Boone Powell with Norm Seaver in the foul. So three left-hand batters Hamilton has to face this inning, which doesn't make him mad. Swing and a miss at a sidearm fastball, 1-1. But yeah, I guess that heat you were talking about, that's a Jim Bob.
Still in the fourth inning there, he's visibly tired.
Here's the 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss at another sidearm, one ball, two strikes. He's
does not get cheated on his swing, that's for sure. Sidearm curve, strike three, swinging him. Boy, he has three ripples. Has three sidearmers. But missed all three of them. Here's Boot Powell, who walked and struck out. Four of their runs in the third inning. Orioles pick up one in the first, one in the third, and two in the fourth. Pitch to Powell as a curve is slow. Ball one. On deck, Norm Stevens. There's Hamilton's 1-0 pitch. Ground foul outside of first, picked up by Gene Woodley in the coaching box. Flip back to Hamilton. 1-1. Two ball clubs have really played tight baseball since 1959. Each team winning 61 games. And this series has been very evenly matched thus far. The Yankees won the first two, but they know they've been in a battle. Curve hit on the ground up the middle, a base hit. Ball a little too high. Anything up in the batter's eyes, they can really see. The fifth pitch for the Orioles, the first off Hamilton. Here's Seaborn, who walked and homered deep into the right field bleachers. On deck is Johnny Rossino. One man out. Bottom of the fifth. 4-4 ball game. Pepitone is playing in back of Boot Powell at first base. The stretch and the pitcher hit deep to right center field, way back there. Lopez back on the warning track, nice defense. And Hector got a good jump on that ball because that was a line drive deep to right field, just in front of the Yankee bullpen. Nice play by Hector Lopez. There's two out, and here's Orsino, who walked and popped to the shortstop. Plate umpire John Flaherty wants to take a look at that ball. Orsino figured as hard as that was hit. Must have made the cover soft, but Flaherty keeps it in play. Group foul at first base. He was on first, rather on base four straight times in last night's game. Orsino takes the ball. He had a single, a double, a home, and a walk. Walked his first time up, but struck out his second time up. Curve swing and a miss, strike one, 1-1. On deck, Bob Johnson. Orioles have half their regular infield. Out, Brooks Robinson, with a fractured thumb, and Jerry Adair, who was hit on his right wrist last night. A throw by Aparicio. Swing and a miss. At a sidearm fastball. One ball, two strikes. Two outs. Boot Powell at first. 4-4 the score. Stretch by Hamilton. Curve just a little low. 2-2. Two strikes, two outs. Boya guarding the line at third. Mantle deep and left and over near the line. The 2-2 pitch low and outside ball three. So Powell will be off with a 3-2 count and two out. Now Billy Hunter is running down to talk with Johnny Rossino. And maybe Billy Hunter has picked up something on Steve Hamilton's delivery where he can tell when he's going to throw a curveball or a fastball. A lot of coaches can do that. Really pays off. They can whistle. It's going to be a curveball. They don't hear the whistle. It's a fastball. Hamilton sets, ready for the payoff pitch. There goes Powell. The curve is lined to left. On the line. The extra bases, and Hamilton plays it off the wall perfectly and holds Orsino to a double and Powell to third base. Whether
Billy Hunter saw something in Hamilton's delivery.
Well, there wasn't much reason to stop the ball game at that point because under the circumstances, but you asked how many times can you live, and it's quite possible, Bill, that third base coach or a first base coach will pick up a sign. The only thing is, don't ever be wrong.
Oh, that's right, because you're looking for a curve and they throw that fastball, but the thing was, that was a 3-2 curveball, and he looked like he knew it was coming. Here's Bob Johnson. Fly to center, bounce to second. Takes the curve in there, strike one ball. Hamilton now taking his full windup, so Billy Hunter will not get as good a look as Hamilton's pitching hand. Runners lead off second and third. High and outside with the fastball, one and one. It's a 4-4 ball game. Pete Mickelson gets up in the Yankee bullpen. This is the third time that Pete's been up. He's up in the first two innings. Was a little wild. Here's the next pitcher. Curve popped up to short center field. Tommy Trash is moving in. Coming in, he's there and makes the catch. So for the Orioles in the bottom of the fifth, no runs on two hits, no Yankee errors, two men left. And at the end of five, it's all tied. The Yankees four and the Orioles four. And we'll hear from Jerry Coleman.
Okay, Phil, next Wednesday evening at 7 o'clock when the Yankees take on the Boston Red Sox in the first stadium suburban night of the season, the Yankees will sponsor the first Geo Card Night. Geo Cards are high school general organization cards that Greater New York students carry. And on payment of the nominal 50-cent tax and service charge and upon proper identification, and of course the Geo Cards, holders will be admitted to general admission grandstand seats. You New York high school students, take advantage of this first offer by the Yankees for the general admission grandstand seat for 50 cents on presentation of the Geo Card Wednesday at 7 o'clock, suburbanite, with the Boston Red Sox. Incidentally, that game will not be televised. It'll be radio only, so there'll be no television on Wednesday night next when the game starts at 7 o'clock at Yankee Stadium. And also, the Yankees will open up a homestand on Tuesday evening at 8 o'clock against the Red Sox, and then they'll play them again on Thursday afternoon. So a three-game set for the Boston Red Sox will be in the offing starting on Tuesday evening. We'll take a look at the scoreboard quickly. Chicago 5, the Angels nothing after 3, the first of a doubleheader. Minnesota, Kansas City, a later start. Boston leads Detroit 5-0 after 8 innings of play in the first of a pair. Washington 6, Cleveland 2 after 8 innings of play in the first of a pair. In the National League, the Mets beat the Reds 6-2. The winner was Fisher, the loser Satora. Homers by Pinson for the Reds. Lewis, McMillan, and Smith for the Mets. Second game not yet started. It's a 3-3 tie between the Braves and the Phillies after 5.5. They're playing in Philadelphia. See, the Cardinals lead the Pirates 5-3 after 8. That's the first of the pair. Chicago at Los Angeles. Houston at San Francisco. A later start. Hi, Jerry, the first batter. Hector Lopez swings and misses a curveball thrown by Jim Pomp. Lopez has popped the first hit into a double play, and this big, young 19-year-old Jim Palmer has been very impressive on the mound and in the batter's box. He hit a two-run homer to tie up the game. That's a high fly to straightaway center field. Paul Blair walking in under it. It's so high and makes the catch. It's one out. That brings up Joe Pepitone, who is 2-for-2. Single a left center and a single a left, and he has not hit either one good. Has been hitting the ball real solid, and he is the hottest hitting Yankee right now. Pepitone has climbed over the 250 mark. Palmer's curve hit on the ground to the right side. Seaver, no, the second baseman Johnson gets close to Palmer in touch. And boy, he is going right to line, made the play perfectly, but with those long strides, it looked like he was just gliding over there. Steven went to get the ball and backed off as Dave Johnson, the second baseman, grabbed it. And Palmer, just 19, knew what he had to do, got over and covered first. The play goes from 4-1. Here's Boyer, pops the first hit into a double play. On deck, Doc Edwards.
The fastball is slow, ball one. Is a fastball in there, strike called, 1-1. The 1-1 delivery. Change up that, bounces into the dirt, ball two, 2-1. And John Flaherty changes that ball, stuffed up a little bit. Straight away on Boyer. Curve in the dirt and back to the screen. Ball three, 3-1. Mickelson, who had been warming up, pitched down, but we're going to have a little action now in case the Yankees get something going. There's ball four. That's the third walk given up by Palmer. Boyer goes to first. Here's Doc Edwards. And Mickelson is up again in the Yankee bullpen. Because with two out, the next batter, two, is Steve Hamilton. And should Doc Edwards get on, looks like Johnny King might go for a pinch hitter. 4-4 ball game. And now Hal Renneff gets up in the Yankee bullpen. Throw to first, and Boyer is back. Steven holding first. Boyer leads away. Pitch to Doc Edwards, gets away from the catcher on it, bounce in front of him. That'll be a wild pitch, and Boyer goes to second. That ball bounced about 3 feet in front of home plate, all the way back to the screen. One ball on Doc Edwards. Boyer leads off second base. Here's the stretch. The curve is low, ball two, 2-0. Mickelson is up in the Yankee bullpen. They are really changing out there. There's Mickelson and Renner. Now back to Mickelson again. The 2-0 pitch is low, ball three, 3-0. And now Harry Burkeen, the pitching coach, gives a sign to the Orioles bullpen. Looks like, yes, it is. Big John Larson getting up. Now for the 3-0 pitch. It's way outside, ball four, and man, he wasn't close with any of those pitches to Doc Edwards. The fourth walk given up by Palmer, and now the Yankees have runners at first and second. Hamilton walks back in the dugout, and we're going to have a pinch hitter. So let's see. It's Tony Kubek coming out to bat for Hamilton. Tony Kubek batting 181. Has a double, a triple, two homers, and 15 runs batted in. So Tony has made his big count. He's only had 17, but has had 15 RBIs. He and Mickey Mantle are tied for the team lead in RBIs, 15 apiece. Aparicio now is in, and Harry Burkeen is coming out of the Orioles dugout. With Aparicio, Orsino, and Palmer out on the mound. And Don Larson throwing in the Orioles bullpen. Mickelson continues to throw in the Yankee bullpen. Harry Burkeen taking a real slow walk out there for a couple of reasons. One is to give Don Larson more time to loosen up. And another one to give the big right-hander a little time to calm down out on the mound. Let's see how Hank Bauer is going to work this. He might have Burkeen walk slowly back to the dugout. And then before Palmer's ready to pitch, take him out, and we get some more scores from Jerry while this is going on.
Hey, Phil, we can take some in. It's Chicago 5, the Angels 1 after 3.5. Minnesota, Kansas City, a later start. Boston set out Detroit in the first game, 5-0. Washington leads Cleveland 6-2 after 8 innings in the first of the pair. Mets beat Cincinnati in the first game, 6-2. Philadelphia leads Milwaukee 5-3 after 6.5. You better take it, Bill.
All right, Joe, we'll sneak him in after this pitch. Here's the stretch. Palmer remains in the game. The pitch to Kubek, hit on the ground, in the hole. Base hit by left field. Gets fouled up with it. Throws to the plate.
he's out in front, 5-4. So Kubek did not wait, even though Farmer had walked Boyer and Edwards and didn't get close to the plate. He threw him a high change-up curve, and Tony bounces in the hole to left field. The Yankees lead 5-4. Runners at first and second. Let's finish the scores here. Hey, after 8.5 innings of play, St. Louis leads Pittsburgh by a score of 6-3. That's the first of a doubleheader. Chicago at Los Angeles, the later side, and the Giants. Wow, they come up 6 runs in the second inning. They lead the Houston Astros 7-1 after 2. McCovey and Mays, homered. Mays, number 13 on the year, leads the major league. All right, Jerry, here is Phil Lynn, who takes a pitch outside ball one. Johnny Keene said he picked the right man to pinch hit, Tony Kubek. And Tony gets his 16th RBI of the year to jump back in that lead now in the department for the Yankees. The ball is hit on the ground at second base. Dave Johnson up with it, throws to Steven in time. But the Yankees come up with 1 run on 1 hit, no Oriole errors, 2 men left. And at the end of 5.5, it's the Yankees 5, the Orioles 4. Nicholson has come on now to do the pitching, making his 9th appearance of the year. He's 1 run and lost now. Well, Steve Hamilton worked just 1 inning, giving up 2 hits. Didn't walk anybody, struck out 1 and allowed no runs. And Tony Kubek, who pinch hit and got the base hit to drive in the run that put the Yankees in the lead, remains in the ballgame to play shortstop. Lins is out of there. So Kubek will be batting in the 9th spot in the order, and Pete Mickelson will be hitting in the number 1 spot in the Yankee order. Lins is out of there. Dave Johnson will be leading off, and I see Russ Snyder up there swinging a couple of bats, and looks like he'll bat for Farmer. Is a pretty good hitting pitcher. He hit a 2-run homer in the 4th inning. And he's 3-4 on the year as a batter for the Orioles. Dave Johnson has singled and reached on an error. Yankees lead 5-4 in the bottom of the 6th. Johnson, who singled in the 2nd inning, was picked off 2nd base. Second time he's been picked off in this series. Yankees have had 3 pickoff plays in this series. Here's Mickelson's first pitch to Johnson, a curve low, ball one. Mickelson's next pitch is popped up to the right side in foul territory. Pepitone with the glasses down, right by the coaching box, makes the catch. 1 away. To bring up Russ Snyder. Pinch hitting for Jim Palmer. Snyder batting 231. And up 13 times with 3 hits. No extra base hits and 2 runs batted in. Austin is still throwing in the Oriole bullpen. On deck is Paul Blair. Here's Mickelson's pitch to the left hand hitting Snyder. It's outside ball one. Came up through the Yankee chain in the minor leagues, but did not play any big league ball for New York. Slow curve over strike called 1-1. Now the 1-1 delivery. Low ball 2-1. bad leg last year, fractured a bone in his left ankle. Nicholson ready. The 2-1 delivery foul to the right of the plate. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Yankees 5, Orioles 4 here in the bottom of the 6th inning. Ball game will not break any records for speed today. A lot of base on balls, a lot of changing of pitches. The 2-2 pitch, he swings and misses strike 3, went after a low sinker. That'll bring up Paul Blair, who has bounced to second, walked and bounced to short. Nobody on. Blair, a right-hand batter. Take the curve outside, ball one. Blair has attempted quite a few fun attempts in this series. Hasn't laid one down fair yet. The pitch is low, ball two, two and nothing. Nothing set. Change up, Kurt just missed. 3 balls, no strike. On deck is Louis Aparicio. Curve is low, ball four. Yankee pitchers have been throwing a lot of breaking stuff on 3-2 counts. So Blair goes to first, here's Aparicio. Louis, 0-for-3, fly to left, struck out, and fly to center. Have been able to keep Aparicio off base in this series. One of the big reasons why they were able to win the first 2 games. And are heading this one 5-4. Pepitone holds first against Blair. Another speed boy at first. Blair has been picked off first once in this series. A stretch. Hits Aparicio. Taken low. Ball one. Scored 5 runs at the top of the ninth and now lead Washington 7-6 playing the bottom of the ninth inning. The pitch is hit high in the air to left field. Got good foot on it. Nichols goes back. Back and that ball is off the front. Out the ratio. Orioles out the
Refining Company and your Atlantic dealer to offer you Atlantic Imperial, the clean carburetor gasoline.
Watson, who was acquired from Houston April the 24th for a player to be named later or tagged. Will come on John to do the pitching. Big John, who was with the Yankees from 1955 through 1959. Appearance of the year. He's won none and lost one. The game he lost was against the Yankees, the first team he appeared in as an Oriole. That was at New York on May the 1st. He's 6'4", 220 pounds. And he'll be pitching to Bobby Richardson, Tommy Stretch, and Mickey Mantle, with the Orioles leading 6-5 here on the top of the seventh. He is hit to the box, single to left, and bounces short. Richardson has driven in a run and scored a run. Well, each team now has used three pitches. Pitch to Richardson, high inside, and Bobby goes down, ball one. Delivers a curve that time, ball two, two and up. Don was born in Michigan City, Indiana, now lives in San Diego, California. Pitched that perfect game on October the 8th, 1956, against Brooklyn in the World Series. Fastball right down the middle, strike call. Two balls and a strike. Lawson holds the Major League record for the most consecutive hits by a pitcher. He had seven in a row. Low curve is high, ball three, 3-1. Big Don was involved in that 17-player deal between the Orioles and the Yankees after the 1954 season. And that year, Larson won three and lost 21 for Baltimore. Pitch is in there, strike call, 3-2. Richardson was taken all the way. Pitch to Richardson. Lawson with the easy windup. The pitch is lined right at Boston. And he reached up in the air. He didn't have to. And caught the ball about eye high. Ball was well hit. And here is Tommy Stretch. Struck out, singles. To second. Tommy has driven in a run and scored a run. He and Richardson each have 33 hits to lead the Yankees. And there's number 34 off Stephen's glove in the right field. Boy, he hit a bullet, a short hop that Stephen tried to backhand, but it bounced off his glove, went in the right field. The first hit off Larson. Drew Miller gets up in the Orioles bullpen. The Orioles lead 6-5. Here's Mickey Mantle. Mickey has struck out twice and single to right. He has driven in two runs. Set by Lott. Pitch to Mantle, high and outside, ball one. Big down set. His pitch is high, ball two, and he put a little extra on that fastball. Two balls, no strikes. Strike leads away. The committee is in there, strike called, still one. First two batters hit the ball right on the nose off Larson as Richardson lined out the third and Stretch lined a single to right field. Mantle after time. This is throw to first. The time has been called by plate umpire John Flaherty. A Mitch steps back into the batter's box to get Stretch. Larson doesn't waste much time between pitches, so you really got to get ready. Jack Stretch leading away. Fifth ground ball at second base. Dave Johnson to Aparicio for one. No chance for the double play. Nick went down that line pretty well, but they get the fourth play from second and short. Let's see. We're going to have a pinch hitter now for Hector Lopez. Looks like Buddy Barker. Ray Buddy Barker batting for Lopez. Barker, a left-hand batter. Lopez was 0-3 while he was in there. Popped his first hit into a double play and fly to center. Little huddle out on the mound now as Rakeem comes out. Ortino goes out from his catching position. And Aparicio talking with Don Larson as to how to pitch to Ray Barker. Barker is hitting 200. He's been up 20 times, four hits, one double, and one run batted in. The Orioles lead 6-5 here in the top of the seventh. And Harry Burkeen wants to make sure that Don Larson knows just where to pitch left-hand hitting Ray Barker. Mantle is at first with two outs. Steven plays in back of the runner. Nick gets a bigger lead. The stretch. The pitch high and outside the Barker. Ball one. On deck, Joe Pepitone. Each team now has seven base hits. Austin's pitch is high. Ball two, 2-0. Seven singles in the ballgame. Two balls, no strikes, two outs. Nick leads away. Pitch high and outside, ball three. Three balls, no strikes on Barker. Whether Mantle has any intention of stealing, but he's sure making it look like he's going to steal, and he's got Larson really looking at him, and big down, not concentrating on the hitter like he'd like to. Ready now, the 3-0 pitch. That one's right down the middle, strike call, 3-1. Back out of play. What a pitch that was. That had everybody off balance. Everybody looking for the fastball, and he throws in a changeup curve. And a nice play by the ball boy. So 3-2, Mantle will be off with two outs. And Larson wants a new baseball. Goes to the rosin bag. Steven playing in back of Mickey at first. Here's the stretch. There goes Nick. The ball is fouled out of play in the upper deck and back of third base. Mantle really ran well that time. He was around second, halfway to third. Cuts across the infield, back to first. Yankees 5 in the top of the seventh. There's a throw over there, and he's lucky he didn't balk because Steven was playing in back of the runner, as we had told you. All right, Larson stretches. Mickey goes, the pitch is strike 3-4. Larson, ball lucky. And a pitch on the outside corner. Baltimore errors, one man left. And at the end of six and a half, Baltimore six, the Yankees five. Well, we have a couple of defensive changes for the Yankees, and here to tell you all about it, Gerry Coleman. Okay, Phil, as we move into the bottom of the seventh inning, Joe Pepitone has gone from first base to right field and staying in the ball game and playing first base, Ray Barker. He came on in the last inning, striking out for Hector Lopez as a pinch hitter. With the Orioles leading the Yankees 6-5, the first batter is John Powell. He takes a high palm ball, a changeup, from Pete Nicholson. Ball one. Powell once struck out, single to center. He's one for two. Three for three last night's game. Here's Nicholson, delivers outside to Powell. Two balls, no strike. Norm Steven in the on deck circle. He'll be followed by the catcher, Johnny Orsino. And one of those on Billy today, boy. It's been back and forth all afternoon. There's a slow changeup curveball. It's outside 3-0. Orioles had a 1-0 lead. The Yankees then went ahead 4-1. The Orioles made it 4-2 and then tied it up at 4-4. The Yankees moved out front 5-4. Now the Orioles lead 6-5. Louis Aparicio's two-run homer in the sixth gave the Orioles the lead. Powell takes high inside and on four straight pitches, he draws a walk. That's the second walk given up by Nicholson. Six of the afternoon by Yankee pitchers. Pete Nicholson, a third Yankee pitcher, bound six the first four, gave up four runs. Hamilton came on, picked one inning, allowed no runs. And Nicholson came on in the sixth, gave up the two-run homer to Aparicio. Here's Siebert. Walk, homer, line to right. Squares away to bunt, fouls it back, and it's strike one. Al Rennes starting to throw for the Yankees. A warm, sunny afternoon here in Baltimore, and the sun is starting to sink a little bit, and not quite as hot now as it was an hour ago. Last half of the seventh inning. Baltimore leads by one, a 6-5 ball game. Here's Boyer creeping in. Sebring squares the bunt, and he lays it down right at the plate. Edwards to second base in time, and a fine pickup by Tony Kubek, and he might be hurt. Kubek, as he reached down to pick up that ball, was slid into by Powell in his throwing hand. And he sort of just held it immobile, not moving. But let's wait a minute. The second base umpire, Frank Newmont, is asking for the Yankees trainer. Here comes Joe Story, and with him, manager Johnny Keenan. Phil Lynch is out of the ball game. Those good Kubek be forced to leave. Boyer may have to shift to shortstop. We'll have to get a third baseman. Let's see what happens, though. They're putting some ethyl chloride, which is a cooling substance, a freezing substance, on here. And there's quite a conference out there. The entire Yankee infield, including Tommy Tresh, has come in from center. Well, they're having a little delay here now to check the extent of the injury to Tony Kubek. The ball was thrown right into the path of the sliding towel. On the attempted sacrifice, it was a beautiful play by Doc Edwards. And Kubek, in reaching low for the ball, was hit hard by Powell, and we'll have to see just how bad it is, whether or not he'll be able to stay in the ballgame. Play went from 2-6. Forcing Powell at second base. Sebring, safe at first on the fielder's choice. Well, with all the injuries the Yankees have been sustaining, that would be the crowning blow. And Howard out of the Yankee lineup. Downing with a pulled leg muscle has missed the turn, relieved in only one inning the other night. Well, looks like Kubek is going to stay in there. Wants to try to throw a few. Newmont asked for Pete Nicholson to give him a ball so Tony can try throwing. The problem with these things, Phil, is right now he may be okay, but you know what can happen overnight with an injury like that.
Things that swell up and get stiffen up on him. Let's hope it doesn't.
Even at first base, here's Johnny Orsino, the catcher. One down. Orioles leading 6-5. Orsino walks, pops the short, double to left. Kubek is way in the hole for Orsino. First pitch is a curve. It's in there for a strike. Mark Edwards, who has really had himself a great defensive series here against the Orioles, made another fine play, forcing foul at second base. A 1-1 the count, a low sinker. Now Arsino taking a long look at Billy Hunter is going through some signs at third base in the coaching box. Steven moving off first base. Buddy Parker holding against him. Nicholson sets. There goes Steven. A pitch to Arsino. It's popped up down the right field line. It's pitching trouble. That ball's in there for a base hit. Going to second is Arsino, and moving over to third is Steven. That's the second double of the afternoon for Arsino. And only the second hit off Nicholson. So it's one out. The Orioles have runners at second and third, and the batter will be Bob Johnson, the third baseman. That ball is just a looping fly ball into short right field. Pepitone, playing way over in right center for the full hitting Orsino, had no chance to get it. It was out of the reach of Buddy Parker. And now they're going to put Johnson on and pitch to the rookie, Dave Johnson. Bob Johnson being intentionally passed. Ball two. Ball three. The young Dave Johnson, the rookie for the Orioles. The Orioles are handicapped. Three of their key players, Brooks Robinson, last year's most valuable player, Sam Bowen, their regular right fielder, and Jerry Adair, their regular second baseman, all out of the lineup. So the benches for the Yankees and the Orioles have had to come forth in this series. Baltimore leads 6-5. Bases loaded. One out. Last half of the seventh inning. It is Dave Johnson. Single to left field. Pickoff at second base. After moving up on a sacrifice. Safe on an error by Lynch, and then pops to first base. Right hand batter. 6 feet, 1 inch tall. 175 pounds. Here's a pitch by Nicholson. A fastball at high inside ball one. Well, the fans here, 31,257 of them. Start to whoop it up. Yankees took the first two games in the four-game set, 9-3 on Friday night, 3-2 last night. Here's Nicholson again. A ground ball to Boyer. To Richardson for one. Over the first, double play. Well, the Yankees get out of it, going around the horn, 5-4-3. And for the Orioles in the bottom of the seventh, no runs on one hit. No Yankee errors. Two men left. And the score, after seven full innings of play, the Orioles 6, the Yankees 5.
Perseverance is a remarkable quality.
Perseverance? It certainly is.
Think of the great perseverers of all time.
Robert Bruce and the Spiders.
Right. Robert Fulton and the Steamboat.
James Watson and the Kitchen. Thomas Edison and the Electric Light.
Ephraim Twiffle and the Red Ball.
Ephraim who and the what?
Ephraim Twiffle and the Red Ball. He is one of the truly great perseverers. For years, he's been keeping everlastingly at it.
Keeping it what?
At his daughter's pursuit of a free tank full of gasoline from his Atlantic Red Ball dealer.
Oh.
Let me explain. If your Atlantic Red Ball dealer ever forgets to clean your windshield, and weather permitting, of course, or if he forgets to offer to check the oil, your gasoline purchase is free. Now, this offer may vary in some states, but I might add that Red Ball dealers don't often forget.
Ephraim Twiffle is lost.
Oh, he's won. Well, it's true he's never gotten a free tank full, but he's got the cleanest windshield in town. And you will, too, if you persevere in driving in for guaranteed Atlantic Red Ball service with its great gasoline.
You'll be thankful for a tank full.
Even if you have to pay.
With Steve Miller on the mound for the Orioles, let's pause for station identification.
Your attention, please. You're tuned to Yankee Baseball, 1460 on your dial, WOKO, Albany, New York.
Stu Miller, the fourth Orioles pitcher, coming on. Dave McNally started, pitched 2 1/3 innings, gave up 4 runs. Jim Palmer came on, pitched 3 2/3, gave up 1 run. Don Larson pitched an inning, allowed no runs. Now here's Stu Miller coming on the top of the eighth inning. It'll be Joe Pepitone, Clee Boyer, and Doc Edwards. Miller has a 2-2 record on the year. Last season, he was 7-7 with the Orioles. Miller will be 38 years old in December, December 26th, the day after Christmas. Miller's been hot in his last five appearances. He's given up no runs and just one hit. That's over a span of 12 and a third innings. Here's the first pitch to Pepitone. Hit into fairly shallow center field. Paul Blair on the way. Makes the run. One pitch, one out. That'll bring up Cleet Boyer. Pepitone, before flying to center, has singled twice, bounced to second. Now here's Boyer. Foul to first, hit into a double play, and walked. Cleet scored a run in the sixth inning. It's the Orioles 6 and the Yankees 5, top of the 8th. Bob Johnson at third base guarding the line. Here's Miller's first pitch to Boyer. A hopper right to Bob Johnson at third. Over to Stevens, two down. Hey, can't do any better than that. Two pitches, two outs. Here comes Doc Edwards, who had to take a little time to get rid of his pitching equipment heading for the plate. Edwards bounced to third and walked twice. He has really played some defensive work behind that plate in the series. Now Miller's first pitch drawn away to Edwards. He takes a curve outside and hits ball one. By Gil Blanco and Hal Renna throwing for the Yankees in the bullpen. Yankees trail by one, a 65 game. Top of the eighth. Edwards takes a strike in there this time. It's 1-1. One ball, one strike, two down, nobody on. Miller ready again. The 1-1 pitch. Slow curve, hit foul down the left field side. Edwards had that time pretty good. Out front just a little bit. So it's one ball, two strikes. That's 25,000 here Friday night, 32,000 last night, and 31,000 this afternoon. Miller into the windup. The next pitch to Edwards, a changeup grounded foul over Frank Crosetti's head. One ball, two strikes. 5,000 juniors are here today, representing part of that 31,000. There's a lot of excitement here at Baltimore's Memorial Stadium. Always is when these two clubs get together. Here's the 1-2 pitch to Edwards. Three up and three down for the Yankees in the eighth inning. Score after 7.5, the Orioles 6, the Yankees 5.
Campbell's real case. Satisfies longer.
Campbell's real case. Satisfies longer.
Campbell's real case. Satisfies longer. The best taste you can get. You get tobacco taste.
Tobacco taste.
A so rich and rare.
A so rich and rare.
A real taste.
A real taste.
A that's really there.
Miller coming on to do the hitting for Baltimore. They lead 6-5 here. Pete Nicholson, the third Yankee pitcher, on the mound for New York. Bowden started the ball game, hit the first four, and tired under the stampede here in Baltimore, gave up four runs. Hamilton came on, pitched one inning, gave up no runs. Nicholson, all in the sixth inning, has given up two hits and two runs. One of those, a two-run homer by Aparicio. Stu Miller takes a fastball, it backs him off the plate, and it's ball one. Nicholson again to Miller, strike right in there. One and one the count. Miller takes outside this time, and it's two balls, one strike. Now Pete into the windup. Here's the next pitch to Stu Miller, and it's high, three balls and a strike. Renner and Blanco continue to throw in the Yankee bullpen. Now Nicholson takes a little time. Faces center fielder Tommy Stretch with his back to the plate. Now he's ready, turns around, gets the sign. Here's the pitch. In there for a strike call. 3-2. Hey, we're in the outfield. Isn't out too far. Here's a payoff pitch. Strike three called on the outside corner. So, Stu Miller strikes out. Second strikeout for Mickelson. That'll bring up the leadoff batter, Paul Blair. Blair bounced out twice to the infield and walked twice. Scored one run. He's 0-2. Leadoff batter for Baltimore. And very fast. Takes a strike right in there. Blair, playing in about 5 feet from the line at third. Here's the pitch to Blair in there. Strike two, a breaking pitch. No ball, two strikes. Nicholson moving right along. Pete ready again. A pitch to Blair. Curveball outside. One ball, two strikes. Nicholson, after coming on in the sixth inning, made only one bad pitch. That was the two-run homer to Aparicio that put the Orioles out in front. 1-2 delivery. Hit on the end of the bat. Pass Nicholson. Took that chance. Get a base hit. That ball was hit right on the end of the bat. And with Kubek playing deep in the hole, Nicholson reached for it and sort of hopped over his glove and dribbled through to the outfield. Bobby Richardson actually picked it up and never got to center field. So Paul Blair at one out is on at first base with his first base hit of this ball game. That'll bring up Louis Aparicio. He's the man who did the damage. Paul Blair, a fast man at first base. Aparicio, another speedster at the plate. One away. There goes Blair. The pitch is outside. The throw is out of time. Well, we got things moving here. Aparicio flying deep to right center to Tommy Stretch. Now Chris Leslie, who homered in the first inning. Fouled the first, struck out, fly to right. 1-4. Lead 6-5, last half of the eighth inning. Now the first pitch to Blesley is popped up foul down the left field side, out of play. Blesley can be much more dangerous with pitchers who have pretty good speed. Off-speed pitching seems to bother him a little bit. Yeah, that's true of a lot of young hitters. His first year in the Major League. Kirk Leffrey, left-hand batter. Got 8 home runs on the season. Now Nicholson sets, delivers, and there's a foul. Here comes Blair. And there goes Leffrey around first on his way to second with a stand-up double. Johnny Keene to talk to Pete Nicholson. Let's get the scores from Phil Rizzuto.
leads the Angels 6-2 at the end of seven. Moose Cowan is homered in the seventh inning. First game of a doubleheader. Kansas City 1, Minnesota nothing. End of 2. Green homered for Kansas City in the second inning. That's first game of a doubleheader. The Red Sox shut out the Tigers 5-0. Big Earl Wilson pitching a four-hit shutout. Second game, Red Sox 1, Tigers nothing. End of 1. Farmer against Monbocet. They're in the 11th inning down in Washington in the first game of 2. It's all tied up 7-7. Big Frank Howard homered in the 7th with one on. In that game, Cleveland scored 5 runs in the top of the ninth to go ahead, but Washington scored 1 in the bottom of the ninth to tie it. In the National League, the Mets beat Cincinnati in the first of 2, 6-2, pitch of the winner, secure a loser. Pinson homered in the ninth with 1 on. Lewis with 1 on for the Mets. McMillan with nobody on, and Smith with 1 on for the Mets. Second game, Cincinnati failed to score in the top of the first. Ron Swoboda has homered in the bottom of the first with one on, and the Mets are leading 2-0. Warren Spahn, Old Man River, going for the Mets. Ellis replaced by Securus in the first. And Securus started the first game, went 3 innings, and now he's relieving in the second game. It's Milwaukee 5 and the Phillies 5, playing the top of the ninth. Odell against Falcon. Hank Aaron homered in the third with one on. Cardinals beat the Pirates 6-3 in the first game. Gibson winning another one. And Caldwell the loser, Gibson homered in the ninth. Second game, Cardinals failed to score top of the first. Washburn against Deal. Cubs 1, Dodgers nothing, end of 2.5. Jackson against Padres. Giants lead Houston 7-2 at the end of 5.5. McKenzie against Marichal. Morgan and Wynn home at the Houston. McCovey in the second with 2 on. And Willie Mays in the second with nobody on. His 13th of the year. And he leads the Major League.
Okay, Gil. Well, they've got Gil Blanco coming on for the Yankees. And incidentally, we had been calling Gil Blanco all year, and we asked him how he pronounced his name, and he said Blanco. So, we had to make a switch here in midseason. It's Gil Blanco, tall, young left-hander, pitching for the Yankees. No record on here. He's making his fourth appearance. All in relief. Clubhouse, they call him Bambi. Except his big, wide eyes. Very quiet youngster. And very pleasant young fellow. So Mickelson pitched 2 2/3 innings, gave up 4 hits, walked 3, struck out 2, and has allowed 3 runs thus far. Jackie Plant, of course, is his responsibility. He came on to run for Kurt Schleppery, who had doubled home Paul Blair. Orioles lead 7-5, and coming on to the hitting for Baltimore right now is the big guy, John Bruce Powell. Powell has walked twice, struck out, and singled to center. 1-2. Blanco, the left-handed set. The pitch to Powell is in there for a strike. Blanco, one's a right-hander for the Orioles and a left-hander Blanco for the Yankees. They both got the good stuff. Both of them 19 years old. There's a hopper. Richardson to his right has it on the big one. Over to Barker, and the side is retired. So for the Orioles here in the bottom of the eighth inning, one run, two hits, no Yankee errors, one man left. And the score after 8 full innings of play, Baltimore 7 and the Yankees 5. Still to tell you how you can get your choice of seats at Yankee Stadium.
All right, Jerry. You know, there are several easy ways to obtain choice seats in the Yankee home game. The Yankee Stadium Advance Ticket Office on East 157th Street is open daily Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and on Sunday from 10 to 5 until after the completion of home 19. Convenient Midtown Ticket Offices are open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 6, and from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturday. These Midtown offices are located on the mezzanine of Grand Central Terminal, overlooking the main information booth on the Vanderbilt Avenue level, and at the Port Authority Bus Terminal, Suburban Concourse, at the top of the escalator. Box and reverse seat reservations also are available at all draft restaurants in Greater New York, Westchester, and Newark. And, of course, if it's more convenient to order now by mail, just follow these simple steps. Select the day and date of the game or games you want to see. Send along with your name and address and check or money order to cover
the New York Yankees, ticket manager, Yankee Stadium, Bronx, New York, zip code number 10451. Box seats are still $3.50. Reserve seats are $2.50, all taxes included. Please get 25 cents, your total order to cover mailing and handling charges. All right, Jerry, this is it, the top of the ninth.
Okay, the Yankees trailing by two. Orioles 7, New York 5, coming on to lead off for New York. Tony Kubek, and moving into right field, went in as a pinch runner for Kurt Fleffery, and moves to right field to take his place as Jackie Plant. Tony Kubek, who came on as a pinch hitter and singled in a run in the sixth inning. Standing in there, here's Hugh Miller for the Orioles. First pitch is a bunt foul down the left field side. Horace Clark is in the on-deck circle. Field bat for Gil Blanco. The pitcher is batting in the number one spot. Kubek in the ninth position. Delivery to Tony is outside. One and one to count. One ball, one strike. They play Kubek about straight away. Miller into the windup. The 1-1 pitch to Tony. One on a miss. Right two. Way out in front on a changeup. Nobody on. Orioles 7, Yankees 5, top of the ninth. Miller 6 to Tony has lofted into right field. That could be in there. It is. And the ball is right there. Tony's going to go for two. And he flies in safely under the throw. Well, they give Kubek a single. That's his second base hit. He's two for two. And they charge Brandt with an error. Get in an infielder, brought up from Toledo a few days ago. Coming on to bat for Blanco. Yankees get the first man on, Tony Kubek. He's at second base on the single in the air by the right fielder, Jack Brandt. Well, there goes Hal Renner. Starting to warm up for the Yankees. They're only two down. They got the front part of their batting order coming to the plate. Batting left-handed against the right-handed Hugh Miller. Miller gets the sign from Orsino. The first pitch to Horace is a changeup outside. It's ball one. This can be quite an ordeal for a youngster the first time he would face a man like Hugh Miller. Hugh Miller takes a little of getting used to. Let's see how Horace Clark handles it. Changeup, swung on a miss. That is strike one. One ball, one strike. Moving to his bench today. Clark, the 15th Yankee to appear in this ball game. Now Miller sets. Here's the pitch to Clark. It's outside. Two balls and a strike. In two pinch hitting roles, Clark singled in Boston up the middle and then lined a shot to Aparicio last night. So his effectiveness as a pinch hitter right now is at the 500 mark. Now he hit the ball good both times. Miller's set. Kubek leads off. The 2-1 pitch. One on a miss. Strike two. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Bobby Richardson in the on-deck circle. Now Miller ready again. Set. The pitch to Clark is a changeup that misses outside. Very close pitch. Now it's a full count. 3-2. Taking his time out there. Gets the sign from Orsino. Tony leading off second. Here's the pitch to Clark. It's a change. A ball. And Horace Clark didn't like that.
Miller strikes out his second batter. There's one out. Now here's Bobby Richardson. Boy, we've had the action today. Orioles 7, Yankees 5. Top of the ninth inning. One away, Kubek at second base. The first pitch to Richardson. Fastball in there, strike one. Strike pitch to Bobby. Change up. Hit right back to him. He's got it. Over to Seaver and Seaver. Bobby was 1-for-4 on the afternoon up to that point. He finished today at 1-for-5. Now here's Tommy Kress. Kress, 2-for-4. Single to left. Drilled a base hit off the glove of Norm Seaver. Kubek at second base, two down. Yankees with their backs to the wall. They trail by two. It's a 7-5 ball game. Top of the ninth, the pitch to Kress, swung on a miss and it's strike one. That is a unbelievably slow changeup that Steve Miller throws. Got all the batters way off balance. There's Miller again. Set. The one strike delivery sharply fouled down the right field side over Vern Benson's head. So it's no ball, two strikes. Nothing in two. The catch to Tommy Kress in the on deck circle. Mickey Mantle. And now there's a conference between John Arsino, the Orioles catcher, and he goes out to say something to Miller. First Kress, a dangerous batter. Wow, the Mets came up with 6 runs in the bottom of the first inning to lead the Cincinnati Reds 6-0 after one inning of play. Mets beat the Reds in the first game 6-2. Joe Rizzuto will have all the final scores for you in the wrap-up right after this ball game is over. Strike count to Tommy Kress. Kubek leading off second. Here's the pitch by the right-hander. So, Stu Miller gets the Yankees here in the top of the ninth. No runs, one hit. No Oriole errors, one man left. The final score of this ball game, the Orioles 7, the Yankees 5. And I'll be back in 1 minute with the totals and the highlights.
Okay. Ready for a refreshing thought? Think about a crisp, clean, lively Valentine beer. Now, my friend, you've got the light idea. Valentine's the beer that brings on the smile. The beer that satisfies without filling. And that crisp, clean taste is so easy to stay with. Beer after beer after beer. Okay, now you've got the idea. So now you walk right up. Wrap your hand around a Valentine. For real. Crisp, clean Valentine beer. Gives you a smile every time. America's finest since 1840.
Memorial Stadium. Here's the scooter, Phil Rizzuto, for the totals and the highlights. Phil?
Okay, Jerry. Phil, long day. Baltimore, 7 runs, 10 hits, 1 error. The Yankees, 5 runs, 8 hits, and 1 error. The winning pitcher, Jim Palmer, 19-year-old youngster. His record, 1 win, no defeat. His first major league win. The losing pitcher, Pete Nicholson, he's 0-1.
Well, that winds up another Atlantic baseball broadcast. But be on hand the next time when we'll bring you every play.